Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh. It's the Hebrew Bible. If you'd like a Bible sent to you in English, a Hebrew Bible, just give me a call at 312-925-9887. All right, let me go into the program. We're in the book of Bereshith, chapter 18, and it goes to say, good appeared to Abraham by the oaks of the Mamre as he sat at the entrance to the tent. And it goes to say, good appeared to Abram by the oaks of the Mamre as he sat at the entrance to the tent during the heat of the day. He raised his eyes and looked. There in front of him stood three men. We've covered this, so let me go on further. And it goes to say, Genesis or Bereshit, chapter 22. After these things, God tested Abram. He said to him, Abram, and he answered, Here I am, he said. Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Yitzchak, and go to the land of Moriah. There you are to offer him as a burnt offering on a mountain that I will point out to you. Abram got up early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, together with Yitzchak, his son. He cut the wood for the burnt offering, departed, and went toward the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abram raised his eyes and saw the place in the distance. Abram said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go there and worship and return to you. So this is good, putting Abram to the test, to see does he care about that his son more than the love of good. And we'll see if Abraham is obedient here. It says, Abram took the wood for the burnt offering, laid it on Yitzchak, his son. Then he took in his hand the fire and the knife, and they both went on together. Yitzchak spoke to Abraham, his father. My father, he answered, Here I am, my son. He said, I see the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abram replied, God will provide himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. And they both went on together. They came to the place God had told him about, and Abram built the altar there, set the wood in order, bound Yitzchak his son, and laid him on the altar. On the wood, then Abram put out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of good called to him out of the heaven. Abram, Abram, he answered. Here I am, he said. Don't lay your hand on the boy. Don't do anything to him, for now I know that you are a man who fears good, or God, because you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. So this is Abraham showing that he feared God more than he cared about anything else, and had love for the Creator. Abram raised his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in the bushes by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering in place of his son. Abram called the place Adonai Yare. Adonai will see to it. Adonai provides, as it is said to this day, on the mountain of Adonai is seen. The angel of good called Abraham a second time out of heaven. He said, I have sworn by myself, says good, that because you have done this, because you haven't withheld your son, your only son, I will most certainly bless you, and I will most certainly increase your descendants to as many as there are stars in the sky or grains of sand on the seashore. Your descendants will possess the cities of their enemies, and by your descendants all the nations of the earth will be blessed because you obeyed my order. So Abraham returned to his young men. They got up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham settled in Beersheba, Matir. Afterwards, Abram was told, Milcah, too, has borne children to your brother Nahor. Uz, his firstborn, Buz, his brother, Kemuel, the father of Abram, Kased, Hazo, Pildash, Yidlaf, and Bitiel. Bitiel fathered Rivkah. These eight Milcah bore to Nahor, Abram's brother. His concubine, whose name was Rumah, bore children also, Tavak, Gachim, Takash, and Maka. Sarai lived to be 127 years old. These were the years of Sarai's life. Sarai died at Kiryat Arba, also known as Hebron, in the land of Canaan, and Abraham came to mourn Sarai and weep for her. Then he got up from his dead one and said to the sons of Heth, I am a foreigner living as an alien with you. Let me have a burial site with you so I can bury my dead wife. The sons of Heth answered Abraham, Listen to us, my lord. You are a prince of God among us, so choose any of our tombs to bury your dead. Not one of us would refuse you his tomb for burying your dead. Abram got up, bowed down before the people of the land, the sons of Heth, and spoke with them. If it is your desire to help me bury my dead, then listen to me. Ask Ephron, the son of Tzokar, to give me the cave at Machpelah, which he owns, the one at the end of his field. He should sell it to me in your presence at its full value. Then I will have a burial site of my own. Abram the Hittite was sitting among the sons of Heth. He gave Abram his answer in the presence of the sons of Heth, who belonged to the ruling council of the city. No, my lord, listen to me. I am giving you the field with its cave. I am giving it to you. In the presence of my people, I give it to you. Abram bowed before the people of the land and spoke to Ephron in their hearing. Please be good enough to listen to me. I will pay the price of the field, accept it from me, and I will bury my dead there. But Ephron answered Abram, My lord, listen to me. A plot of land worth 400 silver shekels. What is that between me and you? Just bury your dead. Abraham got to the point of what Ephron had said, so he weighed out for Ephron the amount of money he had specified in the presence of the sons of Heth. 400 silver shekels of weight accepted among merchants, 10 pounds. Thus the field of Ephron Machpelah, which is by Mamre, the field, its cave, and all trees in and around it, were deeded to Abraham as his possession in the presence of the sons of Heth, who belonged to the ruling council of the city. Then Abram buried Sarai, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah, by Mamre, also known as Hebron, in the land of Canaan. The field and its cave had been purchased by Abraham from the sons of Heth as a burial site which would belong to him. So this is Abram securing a burial site for him and his wife, and this is him being righteous and doing good by paying for it instead of using God's name to get something for free. All right, we go into the vocabulary lesson now. Our first word is alam. It means pale. Our next word is alim, a place in the desert. Our next word is ilam, tree. Our next word is al-param, portion of the district of Paran. Our next word is ayalet. It means doe or hind. Our next word is ayami. It means to frighten. Our next word is ama. It means an idol, bugbear. Our next word is Mem, early Canaanite tribe, Moabitish tribe. So it's early Canaanite, so a Moabitish tribe. Our next word is Ayin, it means be nothing or not exist. Our next word is Ayin, it means query. Our next word is In, and it means it is it not. Our next word is Echezer, and it means helpless. Our next word is Ezri, and it's descendant, an Israelite. Our next word is Afar, and it means grain, measure for grain. Our next word is Afo, and it means what manner or where. What place? Our next word is each, and it means each, everyone's fellow, great, mighty man, he, high. Our next word is Ebosheth, and it means man of shame. Our next word is Ishhod, it's man of renown. Our next word is Ishan, the little man of the eye, the pupil of or ball, hence the middle of night. Now those are the words that I'm going to place at goodhouse1968.net, and you can look at the words and know how they're spelled. All right, so I've given you the pronunciation. Next is the spelling. Go to goodhouse1968.net to receive the spelling. All right, that is it for my ministries for today. And the lesson we learn is that we should be faithful or trustworthy of good. Regardless of what he asks us to do, we should have faith and trust in him, just as Abraham did. Good, I petition you that you open the eyes of the brothers and sisters. Let their hearts be open enough that they receive your message, that it causes them to change their lives, to live by the Spirit, that it puts a great opening to cause change for the better, for good, in their lives. I pray that you direct their steps, remove the rafters from their eyes, give them a sustenance that they need to make it on a day-to-day basis. I pray this in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen.